This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. Since it's Wednesday night, this portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense, duh. America, cure me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Well, yes, you are. And joining me now from the Grand Poobah Potentate Suite at some Hyatt Regency Westin Inn Hotel somewhere deep in the heart of Harrisburg, I believe it is, John Maloney, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense. How is the show going?
It is always unbelievable. You just when you think that it can't get bigger, there can't be more people there. I'll have to post some pictures for you. This morning I got in the parking lot to get in, and there used to be lines wrapped around this huge complex, 17 acres under roof. Well, not only were there lines, it looked like a Who concert. They're about 50 deep instead of 2 or 3 deep, and it was amazing. We're going to get hit with a pretty good snowstorm tonight, and I think everybody kind of accelerated their visit and got in town early. But it's been great. I've been doing 2 seminars a day on lethal force and law. And then Guns on the Go was a brand-new seminar I'm doing, dealing with reciprocity, dealing with concealed carry in automobiles, how to handle a traffic stop, open carry, and how open carry becomes concealed carry in a vehicle. And they've been well-received. The capacity of the room is about 90, and I have standing room only. More people come in, and so they're coming in twice a day to listen to me and see me, and some people find me so entertaining that they've been repeating and watching me for 2 days in a row, basically doing the same seminars.
Right. Yeah. Now, will you be free in April? Are you going to have any free time in April?
Oh, we have to make time. And in fact, I think I need to make a visit to North Carolina and try to see if I can talk some sense into the sessions. I can't quite figure him out.
And do Jeff Sessions?
Yes, Jeff Sessions.
Why do you need to go see him? What's he doing now?
And now, you know, our Attorney General, Trump's Attorney General nominee, you know, says that he can't possibly be unbiased.
Well, you know,
but he was fine when he was a scoundrel with him, you know, in the Senate. There's no problems.
Okay. All right. I've just been entertained by the fact that they're dredging up letters from people that have never served in Congress, like Coretta Scott King, that were 30 years old, citing that as a reason to not let him to be the attorney general. Because I guess once you do something in politics, it stays with you through perpetuity, unless you're one of the Clintons.
Yeah, exactly. And then if you think about it, what more do you need than 30 years of public record in the Senate? And if they have to go back to an unrelated letter from you know, brother Scott King, it's amazing that it's done that way. And but they're the same old issues. They don't have the answers. They don't have new facts. They don't have the facts on their side. They don't have the statistics on their side. They have nothing to support their complaints or their support what you're doing. All they're trying to do is throw as much mud as they're going to do, and we better get used to it because they're going to be doing it for who knows how long. And I'm hopeful that they keep doing it and Trump does his best and gets things accomplished. I truly believe that the Democrats have lost the middle ground now. Those people are gone. They gave up on them. Hillary Clinton. And now what's going to happen, I'm hoping it's going to be another landslide in 2 years, and we'll have a supermajority in the House and the Senate.
Hmm. Well, I mean, they only got to get 8 out of what, 25?
Yep.
I think, now, this would take some daring do on the part of the Republicans, but I would like to see, for the moment, I'd like to see McConnell just go, listen, you guys can't even hold a hearing right. You don't even show up to vote. So from here on out, we're thermonuclear. All I have to have is a simple majority for everything, and then have that election in 2018, get those 60 seats, and go back and say, you know, I've come to my senses. You were right all along, you guys that put it that way in the first place. I'm going back to the 60-vote thing. That would be what I would do. That would be what I would do. Then again, it's probably good that I don't, I'm not in charge of anything then.
Well, it's probably it's a good thing that both of us are in charge of anything. Unless we are in charge of it together.
Yeah. So, that's interesting. The other thing that I find interesting is that all of these courts, you and I have never talked about this, at any given time, I mean, the judiciary of the United States, the federal judiciary, serves at the pleasure of the president, right?
That's correct.
So, and I know that at any given time, Congress can roll up on the Supreme Court and all the federal courts, and they can tell the Supreme Court, you can't appeal, take any appeals, and you can't make any judgments on this. And that is made so. So, are we going to see that happen, you think?
You know what? I'm not sure. That really hasn't been done a lot in recent memory. I'm not sure, but they're going to have to do something. But you got to remember, for so long, you've had 8 years of Obama appointing the lower courts, and that's a problem with our federal court system. Some of them are so slanted, and they're so used to legislating from the bench. And that's why. But it's a good thing, because we have a lot of cases, a lot of gun cases, that are heading towards the Supreme Court because there's a conflict. Yeah, and you know they're at odds. And when you have two different courts saying different things, then the Supreme Court has to decide. And thankfully, there's a lot of gun issues out there. And they're going to be decided because, you know, they're district court in Maryland, bizarre opinion. But there's other opinion in Idaho that is directly at odds. There's a conflict there. So, and I think when those things are heard by the Supreme Court, you know, it'll just be good for us.
Do you think that they should be going in there since in certain cases the judiciary is, you know, John Roberts says they should be calling balls and strikes, and they're not doing that.
Well, you're right, and if you just look at, you know, what they've been writing and what they've been saying, you understand that they're off the rails to a certain extent.
Well, when we get back, we're coming up on the first break in about 90 seconds. I want to talk about this. This is the Great American Outdoor Show. Is that what this is?
That's correct. The NRA took it over 4 years ago after the sponsor of it, after Sandy Hook, decided there wouldn't be any black guns. And
right.
Everybody revolted, everybody pulled out, and he went bankrupt. Everything to do with the outdoors, from waders, from fishing poles, to guns, to tents, to outfitters, to hunts, you name it, it's there. It's amazing.
Yeah. So I want to talk about that, and I also want to ask you about SHOT Show and whether or not, considering that I know that they got rescued by the fact they couldn't implement the law, but they caved on Bloomberg, and I'd sort of like to see SHOT Show get pulled out of Las Vegas, maybe come a little towards the southeast. But that's coming up in the next hour. Second Call Defense, secondcalldefense.org. If you go there today, if you use any form of my name, you're going to get your first month off, and that means you're then going to have, you're literally, you know, you're stuck, sticking your gun in your holster, you're getting your spare magazines, maybe you're getting a little trauma kit and everything else. The last thing, the only thing that you can't prepare for is what happens after you pull the trigger, if you have to go that far. That's where Second Call Defense comes in. If you're carrying a gun for self-defense by any means necessary, any way at all, you should be a member. We'll be right back. piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. Wednesday night. So this portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense, When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Coming to us live from the Harry Houdini Suite in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. When I was at the NRA show last year, I saw people walking around with guns strapped to their hips out in the open. Nobody cared. And I know you can't do that at SHOT Show. What's it like at the Great American Outdoor Show?
Bring them if you got them. Strap them on. Yeah. Pennsylvania is an open carry state. Pennsylvania has had concealed carry as long as I can remember, and I grew up in Pennsylvania. Pretty liberal. They had a Democrat, very progressive attorney general that kind of started attacking the gun laws. Yeah. Strangely enough, because she was who she was, she was indicted and she's in jail right now, so things are starting to get better again.
Oh, no. I think I heard about that, actually.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny when you think about it, but why... Now, the NRA, of course, is the NRA, and they're running both that show and the NRA show, whereas where SHOT Show is run by the NSSF. Why do we have SHOT Show set up to where there's no guns allowed?
You know what? I have no idea. I had no idea why they would cut a deal and be forced to do that as a representative of the OEMs and in the country. And you can imagine the amount of money, even to Las Vegas, that that shop brings in. No idea why they do that. Now, I've heard rumors that the plan is, from some folks, is to bring SHOT in to the Great American Outdoor Show a week before, so that they're all there with the vendors selling their wares, and then all the people come in a week later for the show. So that's interesting, and I don't know how truthful that is, but I've heard it from several sources. And then the NRA also has another show coming up in August. NRA is getting heavily in personal protection. So they have a personal protection show that is going to be in August. And I've heard two places, first Minneapolis and then Wisconsin. And I was trying to get that cleared up today, and I believe it's in Wisconsin. And it's going to be a show that's 100% dedicated to personal protection, concealed carry, Second Call Defense. Seminars are going to be 1-2 hour seminars, all day seminars, all on how to protect yourself, your family, and everything that's out there. So I'd expect places like G Code, Frog Lube, and everybody to start finding out about that, and certainly start getting the invitations out. It's going to be totally dedicated to self defense, and I believe the NRA is finally going to realize that that they need to move forward, and I think they're planning to, for personal protection and concealed carry and personal protection classes other than just basic pistol and defensive handgun. So I think that's going to get the next 5 million members, I believe, of the NRA. So they're expanding that and kind of not really stepping away from competitive shooting, but understanding that 3, 6, and 9 feet make a difference.
Well, you know, competitive shooting has a place, and I mean, it's good. That's where you see most of these young ladies.
I just got an alert that Jeff Sessions was just confirmed.
Well, that's good. See, I'm going to run this past you about two confirmations that I'm very interested in, because I think for the leftists, this is like one of those quellings of their soul. And I'm not even going to tease you on that one until we get back. But, you know, as far as competition is concerned, I see lots of young ladies, and I mean little girl young ladies, that are running around in these three-gun competitions and doing it like a boss. And that can't be that's got to be great for the gun culture, as they are, you know, the younger tier of 2.0, gun culture 2.0. But at the same time, the majority of the NRA members that are currently members today are going to be in it for self-defense, right? I mean,
well, you know, and that was a transformation that happened, you know, with the proliferation of concealed carry laws throughout the country. And it kind of happened, and it snowballed, and it happened quickly. You got 11 states now with permitless carry or constitutional carry, the largest, fastest-growing, multi-billion dollar with a B, growing segment of the gun community are female. Females make the purchasing decisions. They control their kids, and they're going to explode, and they are exploding. And you've had things like the Law on Women come out, where the NRA, I think, was missing the boat a little bit. But there just needs to be something else for women in firearms, because they take it seriously. I taught a concealed carry class a few weeks ago, 17 women, and they were good. And they knew what they were doing before they got in there, because they've been reading, they've been studying, they don't take this lightly. So it is. I mean, it's great for the sport, number one. It's great for you and I and people who are Second Amendment advocates and your listeners, because we have a whole other group of people we can bring to the table with us that were always there. But, and you know what? I don't think you want to piss off a woman, so it'll be interesting to see with the anti-gunners when they pick the wrong fight.
Well, I know that women are better students at a defensive pistol class. I know that because I am a student at defensive pistol classes, and when I go, you know, I've sort of got like a chip on my shoulder when I get there. And I know that they listen, and I know they take instruction better. I know they got a better touch on the trigger, and I know they breathe better. So they can't help but be better, and with a little practice, you know, no, I'm not going to mess with any of them either.
Absolutely. And you know what else is interesting? This is kind of off the subject, but not really. When we're talking about politics and we're talking about, you know, the confirmations and how good we feel about ourselves because Donald Trump is our Second Amendment president and there's a lot of stuff that we're going to do. But I've noticed, but from talking to some different people and NRA reps, there's a huge fight going on in New Mexico right now, similar to universal background checks. Bloomberg trusts the moms in, and then he also has six lobbyists in New Mexico right now.
Yep.
He has two lobbyists in Colorado, and there's pro-gun legislation running that doesn't stand a chance, but he's there to make sure it doesn't stand a chance. He has 11 lobbyists in New Hampshire. I don't know what he's planning, what's going on in New Hampshire, but folks, the battle is far from over because you know what? Mr. Moneybags is jumped in the fight, and I don't know what his purpose is yet, unless he's just going to cause trouble and take an inch wherever he can get it, but we got to be ready to roll up our sleeves and show up where he does.
Coming up on the next... Yeah, I saw what Laura Carno said about him the other day. She don't know what he's doing in there either. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, I'm going to ask the esteemed Mr. Maloney about two appointments. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Truly, truly you are. Joining us again is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. One thing that I'm thinking right now is that with the confirmation now of both Sessions and Betsy DeVos, this has got to be quite chilling, because education and the DOJ have always been theirs to control, especially schools. And DeVos is not really that high on public school, and they're afraid that they're going to lose their indoctrination centers. And with all of this stuff that we see under the guise of protest by the quote-unquote snowflakes, that's, you know, they're actually the riotous thugs. I mean, Sessions can do something about that, can he?
Oh, he sure can. And I think over and over, we should be worried are the school unions, the teachers unions. And the teachers unions don't do anything for the quality of education for our children. And you're right. They take a look at the charter schools, the private schools, and what can be done if you rely on capitalism to educate your children. You're much better off. And so they should be worried, because public education in America has been an abject failure. Look at the inner cities. My God, We produce nothing. We graduate kids still that can't read, that have no sense of well-being. And, you know, and that's on them. They've been breeding this over and over. They've been creating the schools that do nothing, and they've been hiding behind it. And, you know, it's just the teachers keep getting paid, based not based on performance, but based on how long they've been there.
Right now, just based upon data, for example, at schools, the number of students has gone from 9.25 million to 50 million, but the number of staff members jumped 50% during that time. And included an 88.1 rise in administrative staff and 63% jump in school principals. So this has become like a big slush fund, hasn't it? Public education. It's a way to pay people off.
Well, you know, and I think it is, and it's everywhere. It's in the inner cities, in the suburbs. My school district, for example, you know, you have to vote on levies, so the taxpayers have to improve. They have to approve the raise in taxes for schools for whatever reason. They got to prove they need it. So the first couple of levies don't pass, and they cut busing, and they try to make it painful on the parents, and that doesn't work. And all of a sudden, 3 or 4 years later, you know, they get what they want, and they don't lay off any teachers. They don't do anything they promise. My school district, for instance, had two high schools that were just built when I moved in the area. They went from having one small high school to two high schools that were graduating upwards of 1,600 kids a year, each
right.
school. Well, now, in my township, in Ohio, was one of the most populated counties or townships that were in the country for school-aged children per capita. Well, you know what? Those kids are now through the school system, they're in college, and we're waiting for them to come back to start families. So now you're graduating, my daughter just graduated in the class of 700, and almost cut in half in a few years, but guess what? Still the same number of teachers, still the same number of administrators, they haven't cut anything. All they're doing is they're getting fat and they're getting happy, and it just goes to show you that, you know, We need to fix our school system. We need to educate our children for real again.
Well, I mean, right now, when they're looking from 1980 to 2014, they have to figure everything in 2015 dollars. Otherwise, the percentage of increase would be astronomical. But there's been a 75%, or excuse me, a 115% real increase in expenditure on students, or a 75% in increase in real spending, but the test scores haven't changed a lick. They're not buying anything.
No, and all they're doing is they're paying the teachers more money. They're changing the curriculum every other year. They're padding somebody's pocket that way. And their education isn't getting better. Their tests aren't getting any better. And the more money they're dumping into it, it's just wasteful spending. I mean, you should pride yourself in providing the best education at the lowest dollars. And if you look at charter schools, when they come into existence anywhere, the parents want them to be there. And magnet schools, because they're really inexpensive, but they're getting the best education. Their test scores are second to none, and then everybody wants to go there. That's why there's lines, you know, around the street. People are sleeping out to get the kids into the schools. Capitalism
right.
needs to take over. Government cannot do anything right.
But government is in charge of making sure that laws are enforced and, you know, faithfully and everything. And the DOJ sort of got weaponized under Holder and then definitely under Lynch. With Sessions being confirmed, he can sort of cut to the chase. I know he's going to have a lot of bureaucrats that he's got to wade through. Hopefully he'll fire them like they did that Yates woman, and, you know, he'll get some new blood in there. But, I mean, this is going to be problematic for all the riots, isn't it? And Black Lives Matter, all these other little leftist groups.
Well, it is, and you're going to have some training. You have to find out how you're going to take care of this from the beginning, because and who knows what he has when he gets there and he starts looking at everything. But, I mean, something needs to be done, because we need to rein this country back in. We need to become a country of laws once again. And consequences should be available to everybody who takes any action. And, you know, what's happened to these people? I see this guy who sprays pepper spray in that young lady's face, and I'm thinking, well, where is everybody else teaching this guy a lesson? And they let it happen with impunity. Nobody's being punished. Everybody can march. They can riot. They can smash. They can break windows, and nothing's being done. And everybody stands by and watches them, so they're out of control roving madness doesn't get too far out of hand, but they're doing nothing to stop it. And it's everywhere, and something has to be done to take this country back and become a nation of laws again.
I do notice that none of that stuff's happening in Ohio or Oklahoma or any of the Carolinas or Georgia or Alabama. I notice none of that. That's all happening where, as they're referred to, you know, everybody says what we're trying to do now is just get back to normal. So the normals have been disarmed to a large degree, and that's where a lot of this stuff is happening. You think that's going to happen anywhere where the normals can be armed?
I think probably, you know, they think twice, and that's why you're in Seattle, Washington. You're in these places where things like this are happening. We had a second call defense client needed us near the state of Washington on the Canadian border. And I was talking to an attorney, and they had one of the best attorneys that actually were in the country, the best defense attorneys, and called his office back, and I was talking to his admin, and he said, Sean, let me switch you to a cell phone. He's outside watching the protesters. And so they're just watching these goofballs that are paid by Soros that have no clue what they're protesting, running around like little kids. And they're doing this everywhere. And, you know, and they're the same people that were in Washington, D.C. for the inauguration have now been moved to a different part of the country. They're the same people doing the same things, acting the same way. But something needs
they're
to be
They're not done. In Harrisburg, though, are they?
No, they're not in Harrisburg either.
Okay. Coming up on the last break of the hour, second call defense. Look, it's a very simple thing, and this is not meant to impugn anybody, but Sean Maloney would tell you that the attorney that represents himself has a fool for a client. He has a lawyer that he's going to call if he shoots somebody in self-defense. He's not representing himself. You can't do it. You need to be part of second call defense. It's cheaper in the long run. It'll take you until you're about 71, if you're my age, to spend that much money on that membership. Secondcalldefense.org. We'll be right back.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Yeah, if you've joined, you're a little more ready. You're never going to be 100% ready because it's never going to be convenient, but you have covered as many bases as you can. Joining me again from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, at the Great American Outdoor Show is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney.
What would happen if I am... The other day I was driving around and we had one of these, let's invite all the Muslims into the United States protests. And they had on all the safety pins and everything else and nothing else, you know, but they were a mob, right? If I get into a situation, which I stayed in my car, I turned right and I went away. Cause I didn't want to get involved in that and start something up that is going to go bad. But sooner or later, these leftists who default so quick to violence are going to run into somebody that is trained in violence. What is going to be the, what kind of legal liability are we going to be looking at that time as far as the person that would be the quote unquote defender who is probably a little more well versed in what they're trying to practice?
Well, you know, the standard is going to be, are you in fear of serious bodily injury, harm, or death?
Right.
And then subjectively, you know, you get backed in the corner. These folks back the wrong person in the corner. They take a pepper spray cane at the wrong person. They take their sticks. They're throwing stuff at the wrong person. You know, it's a recipe for disaster. And that's one thing that the government's not doing is they're not quelling this unrest. They're letting these people run rampant. And they're going to run into the wrong person sooner or later. I truly believe that. Or the wrong group of people. And then there's going to be trouble.
When we're talking about the standard, right, can somebody get out there? If he's looking around and he's hemmed into a corner by six people and you have that kind of disparity of force, is that enough at that point, or do you have to wait until they start wailing on you to say, I believe I'm in fear of my life?
No, I mean, disparity of force, when they're coming at you and threatening you, and remember, it's subjective. If you reasonably fear for your safety or in your life, and you look at, you know, the three things. Does this crowd approaching you have the ability to harm you? Do they have the opportunity? They're right there, and they're chanting, they're going to kill you, they're going to beat you, they're throwing stuff at you. And then, are you in jeopardy or are you in fear? When you meet those standards under the law, then you have every right in the world to protect your gift of life and to make sure that you're not the one that's harmed.
This is really like territory that in armed self-defense, this is really new territory, isn't it? This whole scenario of facing that many people.
You know, it is, because, you know, we have terrorism now that we got to think about. We have this civil unrest that, you know, we haven't faced in recent memory, and certainly it's a different kind of civil unrest. It's a kind of civil unrest that roams through neighborhoods, that shows up at somebody's house, you know, that's downtown. And really that is uncontrolled right now by law enforcement, as far as I can tell. Maybe they, you know, maybe they're thinking, well, we'll just let it get out of their system. But it's going to be a recipe for the disaster, and if they don't take care of this problem, and if somebody doesn't take care of the problem, there's going to be a bigger problem.
Right. Okay. Well, I just for you guys, whenever something like this happens, whenever we've got a new set of circumstances coming up, I'm sure that you have to sit back for a minute and do a little studying, don't you? I mean,
yeah, absolutely you do. You think about what's going on, and you try to get a crystal ball and say, how are we going to react to these things? And you know what? I see it in the 70 to 90 people that are in my seminars every day, all age ranges. And they're concerned, and they ask questions like this. Well, what do we do? It used to be, what do they do when they come for my guns? But now, what do we do when we're faced? Can we defend ourselves? I said, absolutely. Just because people, there's a peaceful protest that turns ugly, doesn't mean you have a right to protect yourself. And so it's on their minds, too. So it's just not you that's thinking about that. And, you know, America's thinking about that. And certainly the law-abiding citizens are saying, you know what? What happens if I get caught in the middle of this?
Yeah. That part of it, I think, is I'm waiting to see how this hashes out. Especially, I know that there's a lot of this special snowflake stuff going on college campuses too. Just like I know there's some college campuses now that are allowing concealed carry reluctantly, but this new thing where they were once defenseless and now they no longer are has got to be adding certain nuances to what they're going to do and not do. So I'm just waiting to see how that goes. But, you know, I have, and I said this earlier this week too, I always thought that it would be something like some eruption out of New York because of the registration there that they went and started shooting people there, or Connecticut. And it turned out not to be either one of those, but we did see people rally to the Bundy Ranch. And with the election of Trump, I was beginning to think, okay, now I don't have to worry about that anymore. Now I'm beginning to think it's more likely now than it has ever been. What do you think?
Well, you know, I tend to agree with you also. I don't think we could imagine the turn and the protest and the civil unrest and the manufactured civil unrest. I mean, it's not coming from anywhere other than the fact, well, wait a minute, they didn't get their own way. I watched a special on Showtime last night. It was called Trump, and they had a camera crew during the course of the election, but they really concentrated on election eve while people were voting on election day eve. And they went into the Trump thing, and they were making fun of Trump's, you know, celebration area was small, and then they went to Hillary Clinton's, and it's huge. Look at she knows how to do things big. Think about all the money she's able to raise to have this thing. And then the states started coming in. and you saw these people sitting on the ground sobbing and crying, and the reporters are on Colbert's show, and it was funny because they're sitting there trying to hold out hope, and then Florida came in, and you saw their world coming down around them. And I, for the life of me, can't understand what they were thinking. What were they expecting to happen if Hillary Clinton won, because they were so broken because she didn't? And it's amazing to look at that and what kind of effect that loss had on people. I said a few times that, you know, this is the first revolution. The election of Donald Trump was the first revolution. His success and his ability to do what he promised based on the people out there trying to keep him from doing his job, that I think that's going to kind of determine what the second revolution is.
For those of you in the chat room, if you can hear me, go ahead and refresh your browser. Something happened with the chat room for some reason. It's worth every dime I don't pay for it. So, after now, this is a long show, the Great American Outdoor Show. Are you going to actually spend your whole time up there all the way through it? Are you going to be there next week, or what's going on?
I am speaking every day the show is open. And
wow.
Yeah, and it gets tiring because you're on your feet all day. It takes about a half hour to walk from where I am to where the seminar rooms are. Add the crowds on busy times, it's a 45-minute walk. It gets tiring, but, you know, you get to talk to a lot of great people, and so many people understand the need for this now. They hear a seminar or two, they come, they sign up, and they have questions. And now this is something I want to make people aware of. I got a room full of people yesterday, and they're all, three-quarters of them were from Pennsylvania, but there are states that sprinkled out throughout the union. Somebody
right.
at the end asked, well, it's Pennsylvania. Okay, it's Pennsylvania and a standard ground state. I said, people, you're carrying in here today. What is it? Nobody knew. Folks, if you're carrying a firearm in a state, you better know the state's laws. And I want to remind people of that. It's up to us to know it.
I'll be in touch with you soon. Thanks for taking time out from the show. Hour number three is coming up. Thank you, sir, for joining us. We'll be right back. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.